I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests spread from Mumbai to different parts of India after a lawmaker put hefty bounties on gospel workers. Gopichand Padelkar from the ruling Hindu Nationalist Party said beating up a pastor could earn you 300,000 rupees while killing one nets over a million. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says anti-conversion laws pave the way for persecution. Pray boldness and courage for gospel workers to continue sharing the hope of Christ. And the single most life-changing thing Kenya Hope can do for the communities they serve, apart from preaching the gospel, is providing reliable sources of clean, drinkable water. Kenya Hope's Steve Holman says drilling wells makes water accessible for those who would otherwise carry it from miles away from rivers unfit for drinking. It also provides a bridge for Kenya Hope to reach people with the gospel. So pray that God would raise up personnel who can keep the wells running for Kenya Hope. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.